A medal? Why? Valor? Success? The usual thing? Ah, I said, and tried to get to my feet again. I cursed and raved and pushed their hands away. Struggling to stand, I did it on my own this time. I was getting stronger, more coordinated. I sucked in a gust of air. My chest felt tight and my new lungs burned. I guess it was their very first deep breath. I endured a coughing fit, then looked at both of them. I need a uniform. After a few minutes, I was dressed and able to stand, unaided, without looking like a Saturday night drunk. "Can I talk to you privately for a second?" I asked Anne. She nodded at the orderly, who disappeared. "Is this Regro legit?" I asked her when he was gone. "No half-rotted brew of plasma, no bad grows?"
"That's right. You're as good as you've ever been."
"Do they really stamp a number in your cells?" I asked her.
"What?
A counter, you know, to identify you and indicate how many times you've been regrown?"
"Oh,"
she said. Her face looked troubled.
"How did you hear about that? We're not supposed to talk about it."
"The Nerbs told me." Anne shook her head and laughed.
"How do you get into these things, recruit?"
"I have a gift." "What about your people, the bio squad? Are you guys going to leave me alone now?"
"I heard you had a little trouble with some of my colleagues after you managed to lose and then destroy a revival machine. Do you know how much those things cost? I think they want to forget about you."
"No charges, then?" She shook her head.
"Prosecution wouldn't be wise for the Legion. You're a hero now."
I pushed off the wall I'd been leaning against. I could stand comfortably now. In an hour or two, I knew I'd be as good as new. Literally. I adjusted my kit in a streaked mirror hung near the door. The door sensed I was thinking about leaving and intelligently swished open.
"McGill,"
Anne called as I turned to leave. I looked back at her.
"Try not to make any new enemies, okay? I put in some good words for you. But you will always need us. When you are at your worst, your weakest, we'll be there.
That's not when you want to see the face of an enemy." I nodded.
"Thanks for the warning," I said.
"Tell your colleagues that when the lizards break in and start eating everyone in the bunker, that's when you need my people." It wasn't my most diplomatic speech, but she didn't seem to be offended by it. In fact, she seemed to like my new, uncompromising attitude. She smiled faintly as I left. Putting one boot in front of the other as I walked down the long, long corridors of Corvus felt like a journey of countless miles, but it only took a few minutes. When I reached Centurion Graves's office, I put my hand on the key plate and it opened immediately. Graves must have set it to recognize me and let me in.
"Ah, there you are, McGill," he said.
He wore a twist of the lips I didn't recognize at first. He was smiling with half his mouth. I couldn't recall ever having seen him smile before. I stepped into the office and had a look around. Almost everything was steel, but there were skins on the walls, big ones. I couldn't make out a single species. They were mostly gray or mottled brown, but there was a black one as shiny and curved as a beetle's back. In fact, that's what I thought it was, the shell of a huge insect. I wondered where Graves had gotten them all.
"Admiring my collection?"
the centurion asked.
"You'll have one of your own someday, if you keep up the good work."
I rotated my neck, slowly, taking it all in.
"I don't know why you're happy with my performance, sir," I said.
"Because you did what no one else could do. You won the day."
"That's not what the Nerbs told me. They said we'd lost the challenge. The Saurians won, unless they changed their minds." He shook his head vigorously.
That never, ever happens. Once a Nair makes up his mind and makes a judgment call, they don't reverse it.
I frowned.
Then we've been kicked off the planet? We lost the contract here and the neighboring worlds?
Not at all. Sure, we lost the battle, but we won where it counts. In fact, you won for us.
I understand you're happy with my performance, even if you have a strange way of demonstrating it, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
The revival units, of course. The NARBs checked the imprints, and you were right. It's all in their report.
But, sir, if we've lost the battle...
He lifted up a single finger and held it near his face.
Yes, we lost the key battle. But we won Steel World by forfeit. Sheer genius on your part. Surely you can't stand there and tell me you have no idea what you've done.
I was baffled. But it's in my nature to bluff it through in situations like this. Just ask my parents and professors. Of course I know what I did. I gave them the evidence. I showed them that the lizards were using revival technology. But the NARB said it didn't matter since we were using it too.
Ah, I see, said Graves. At that point you felt you must have failed. Well, you didn't. You see, the NARBs don't just do body counts. They check into every detail, every nook and cranny. They found a violation that disqualified the Saurians.
A violation? You mean they cheated?
Worse, Graves said excitedly. They violated patent laws. The NARBs investigated and demanded to see their revival units and the receipts for their purchase. There was no paperwork, no licensing, nothing. The Saurians pirated the tech. They probably got hold of one of the units and copied it as best they could. We now suspect that they wanted our revival unit not only to deprive us of its use, but to study it and copy its advanced design.
I was finally beginning to get it. We'd lost, but the Saurians had been declared cheaters. They'd broken galactic law and been disqualified. We'd won by forfeit. But I was still mad about being blown up arbitrarily. I still fail to see why you had to kill me after my victory. If I'm a hero, didn't I warrant a pickup?
Graves twisted his face into a look of disgust.
Such whining. I hadn't expected to hear this from you, McGill. We're grown-ups in this legion. We fight, we die, and then we fight again. It's no big deal. Besides, I was told you were operating on a bad grow. You should be happy to have a fully functional body again.
I still don't see why.
Suck it up, McGill. We won the war, and you helped materially in achieving that goal. That's the job of every soldier in this legion. What do you want, a parade? Flowers?
Flowers would be nice, yes.
Graves snorted and shook his head. I could tell there weren't going to be any flowers. Somehow, however, his attitude made me less upset. In his eyes, I was being a baby. Right or wrong, it helped me to understand that. I had to wonder how many times he'd died, how many years he'd fought for Legion Varus, and how many hard decisions he'd had to make. For the first time since I'd been revived, a ghostly smile appeared on my lips. I realized I should be basking in the light of victory, and I felt better. So it wasn't all for nothing, I said, musing.
Certainly not. We still hold the contract to this world and all its neighbors. The work of Legion Varus is never easy, but we always get the job done.
I looked at him and frowned again. But, sir, did you really have to launch a missile and blow me up?
Graves huffed and shook his head.
You sound like Harris. Really, McGill? As a heavily equipped legionnaire on our next campaign, you shouldn't be so sentimentally attached to the corpse you happen to be residing in at the moment. It's unseemly.
Heavily equipped? I'm going to be a heavy trooper with armor?
Not just that. Every recruit is considered for advancement to heavy equipment after their first campaign. No, I'm recommending you for training as a weaponeer. I've reviewed the reports, and I was impressed by your improvisation with the equipment.